So,
if you say, oh, Reverend Owen, you did the worst thing to me. How in the world would you give a German husband to me? How in the world you give me a fancy little girl as a bride? I hate the British people. Why this arrogant British man to be my husband? Would you say that?
No.
Thank you for the German husband. Thank you for the French wife. Thank you for the British husband. Aren't you doing it?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But still world, you have to have the still world. Look at the still world. Boys, the real banquet and the festivity taking place up there. Your ancestors are saying, wonderful. Wonderful. All the five color skins, the black and the yellow and the white in the still world, the joint hand, the jumping around. Reverend Moon has done it. By George, he got it. I'm so glad he did it.
연기에서 지금까지 백일, 백일째를 다 했고 말이야. 흑인의 연기를 전부 다 갈랐다. 상영 거기서 서류가, 이번 땅에서 전부 다 이렇게 서류가 물러가서 갈랐다.
So far, this time, even in a theater world, has a several different compartments. White people compartment, black people compartment, and the yellow people compartment. When they're looking down, Reverend Moon, or break down the barriers and mixing them up, they all say, we should break down our barriers. Boom, 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 boom. Come, one banquet, one festival.
자, 그러기 때문에 하나씩 해야 되겠다. 하나씩 해야 되겠다. 하나라서 인구가 다이어리시 없어. 연기에서 그렇게 되면 하나를 땅에서 그렇게 되는 거야. 그래야 된다고.
So, actually, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven and earth are always going together. So something that happening in the spiritual world was happening here in the physical world. But whatever Father does in the physical world will take place in the spiritual world. But who is taking initiative? Father, here on earth, taking initiative. So, you think Father has done a great job? Yes?
Yes?
Yes? Spirit world, physical world going together hand in hand. Unless we unite the spirit world, there's no unity here on earth. Unless we have a unity here on earth, there should be no unity in the spirit
world. 세상 사람들이 세상 사람을 사랑하다, 세상 사람들이 세상 사람을 사랑하다 하는 것은 지극히도 우리가.
And many people are craving for to marry with the Oriental. You are Westerners. Westerners are trying to get married with the Oriental girl or man. That's a good sign. Or the Oriental people are trying to get married with the Westerners. That's a good sign. It's the most beautiful and welcoming sign.
그러면 서구와 영계가 서단과 전망에 돌아간다.
So by doing so, the east and west would turn around. Turn around.
근데 여전히 많은 분들이 많은 소리 기대로 하니까 너들 그래.
This is not your desire and your ambition, but because the cosmic spring is turning around. That's why you feel that way.
그래 그럼 내가 중개해 나가라.
중개. So Reverend Moon is
dynamic. 이제 중개. 그럼 어떻게
해? The Reverend Moon is the mediator. Reverend Moon is really the herald. He's heralding the cosmic spring, and he's igniting them by setting the match by fire. Ignite.
동서맨들 화약, 영서맨들 화약, 우리 사람에서 안 치냐?
So, here's a German, here's an England, alright. There's a fire powder of England, there's a fire powder of German. Fire powder, oil red to the fire thing, right? Explode! So fire, father ignited both. Fire pit and a fire powder.
사랑은 사랑은 신지만 사랑하면 다치다.
So in other words, that fire is love. When father ignites the love between the two, that explodes. It doesn't make a difference whether you are German fire powder, whether you're the British fire powder, doesn't make a difference. But a German made in Germany, made in British together, it makes a better ammunition. Better explosion. That's what happens here.
이래서 이제 연설로도 가정적으로 사랑을 가져가지고 스타일 세계를
꼬르는
가져가지고 너무 불편해.
Our weapon is going to be to attack the satanic world. Our weapon will be love and family. We have these two most formidable weapons. love and family. The tree world has so many animal-like families. It's animal. It's a, people are reduced down to animal level. We have to chastise. We have to cleanse. We have to judge. So when you chastise it, they will bring judgment. They will say, they will feel animosity and hatred towards you. No. Because actually your judgment is salvation. Saving them. So they welcome. They welcome it. Home church is an important word. We're going down to the basic cell, home. We build the home, bring the gospel to home, the springtime to home. That's home church.
Are you
there? So, now you know so clearly. When, if I have done this, I know I can bring down the kingdom of God on earth. It becomes no longer vague. It's clear. It's a clear concept.
A clear goal.
Since we have internally, spiritually, externally, politically, physically, we won and declared the victory, the persecution was decreed to you. Not too much posture, persecution would come to you. So those who come opposed against you adamantly, they are going to pay the great deal of penalty.
So
that will demolish, you know, destroy themselves quicker. You believe it. You believe
it? Yes. Mr. Yes.
Do you believe
it? Yes. No.
The American people are very pragmatic. They've been brought up in pragmatic, and they've been thinking in pragmatic, even though they accepted the principle. They are loyal followers, you know. Very absolute obedient follower of Father. However, when the leadership gathers together, do you think we could win over Frazier? No. It's realistically impossible. Do you think Father, that miracle would happen? Well, I just don't see it, you know. Do you think we can turn over the situation and Frazier will be defeated? In American way, I don't see that thing. That is a place of the mouth of the U.S. leaders. But however, so therefore, Father didn't get too much cooperation in that respect. The American family. You know, American family always, I don't think so. They always say inside of their heart, I don't think so. Impossible. But Father always loans them back. Father always pushes himself long way. Always win the victory. Now even the dumb American people, programmatic American people say, I got to trust Father.
Is
that true or not? Yes or no? So, Father won the lonely battle and won the victory. There you have too many messiahs. Great Britain is too small a country. All right, go ahead. Finish it. Too many. You have too many for this small country. Just knock it off. Then you have qualified to be known as, yes, I'm a children of Chopin. I belong to Chopin. I met Reverend Moon. You must be different from the ordinary
Westerners.
So Father said, very good analogy. Father said, you believe unconditionally and act like a bear. Bear is dumb in a way. Act dumb. Act fool. You know, even Bible said we must be fool for Christ. Yeah. Don't be trying to be too smart. You know what the bear does? Bear climb up the mountain, fully climb up the big tree and fell. Then climb up again, fell. Climb up again. That's dumb. Be dumb bear. All right. But trustful, be dumb bear. Do not be too wise. You know, trying to be an opportunist. Wouldn't work. Don't you think Father, everything Father predicted, that all occurred, happened, isn't it? Today, Father gave a total spectrum of dispensational history. But even though it's delivered to you in a brevity, you know, in a concise manner, but, you know, it's such an incredible history. Well, that was not the history, but that was done. No historian, no politician can think of this. The Father, however, they cannot deny Father because it's logical. Even though they don't see the spirit world, it is logical. They cannot deny the logic. And also not with action. Action all
adapted.
So you realize how precious Father is, right?
Yes!
But don't you? Aren't you the honored to be receiving instruction from Father directly?
Yes!
Next 2-3 days, Father will disappear from Great Britain. Somewhere. After December, you come under that is, you know, the command, you know, you go on, really, most important period that you really accomplished when after the Father departed. You know, Dennis' name, Father, when our Father hears the Dennis Ohm, Dennis, Father thinks of tennis. He's a tennis player. What a tennis player does, have a racket. When a ball comes, bam! Hit you. Then you hit back to tennis, bam! The tennis will hit, bam! Back then. That kind of, you know, should be that kind of give and take.
I was talking about you.
I'm Mr. Tennis. You understand? Father laid a 120-day foundation. So today on, fearless, courageous, you have nothing to fear. Attack, fearless. That is the Father's order. So, you just march forward to the city of London, this small nation of Great Britain. Actually, Washington Monument is done only 3 weeks. Washington Monument rally is done in 3 weeks campaign. Or even 1 week. No, you can do it.
I did.
You know, there's some speaking tour going on now today on, you know, north and south. So, go ahead and sweep the country.
Would
you do it?
Yes!
So, in the next 3 months, you will make a Great Britain. This England is a volcanic explosion, British explosion. Won this, expect the victory. Then Father will come back 3 months later. How do you like that? So, inside, you make it click and hard.
Yes, Father.
Click full in your stomach. It's cheap expression. This is needed also, however. Something
inside.
Everything is done. So far, Father described all, you know, this sermon, Now all the stations and the rails and the preparations and tunnel and the bridges, all the Father described this morning in the Unification Church, Father has done it. And the train is ready. And all the fire even isn't out of the fire. All you have to just run. You just cannot do it, So, you are the running train.
Huh?
All right. Would you say, or would you really run, really with excitement? Or would you run, I cannot run.
I will not sit, I will.
Oh, train, stop.
I know. Where is the station? Why don't you stop the train, sir?
No.
Good. Running.
Well, no, fast. All right. Which one? Run with excitement,
yes.
Or the run with the fatigue?
With excitement.
Yes, not that.
Serious. Run, serious, the hopeful, happy, vision. Look at the vision. Just run again. You know, just look at hope, look at the vision, look at the future. There's no time. So, you know, September 18, we are commemorating victory of the Washington Monument. So what? What is the real purpose of the commemoration? In order to rededicate ourselves. That's the major reason for commemoration.
Is that
so? Would you rededicate yourself today? Yes or no?
Yes!
What is?
Where? Where would you rededicate?
Maria.
London.
London. This is the place.
London.
Long, it sounds like a longing. It's a really longing city. It's the eternal city. God has been longing this city. We have to claim it. So, would you? Are you really serious about it? And would you actually do it? Are you going out the door today on? Yes or no?
To the planet.
Resurrection. Then resurrection will take place.
Living London.
So it's making London so active, you know, living, you know, really vitality full London. So we might make a nickname of London as Living London.
I was also on the hill.
Lifestyle.
So, the
next 3 months. Father, you trust me. I will go around and stepping on the London, every corner, every street, and every I will meet every person. And so that my back will get hurt. Even my back may break, but I will not stop. All right? I have so lack of sleep. I didn't sleep too well. All right? Then I will devise the method that I will have my body divided in half. Half is on duty, half on sleep. And so that I can go on 24 hours. You know, no matter what, next 3 months, I will conquer. We will conquer London. So, everybody will say, you crazy. All right, you say, we are crazy people. Why? We have such a gigantic spiritual diamond and a gigantic blessing. So, nobody else has it. So, we're crazy people. We're special people.
Uh-huh.
And so, we our action is like a crazy people.
Hmm?
And those.
Come ahead of this.
Those who want to do it. Yes?
Come on,
anyway. Yes. Those who want to do it, right?
Yes.
Those who want to do it. Raise them. Show up.
Yes.
Three 이상을 부여해야
We need a triple membership. That's our practical goal. We need a triple membership in London.
성결이 혼자 성결이 연장된 거라 성결. 원래는 120 동안 이걸 끝내고 나왔는데 연장된 거라.
And actually, Father wanted to finish this campaign in 120 days, but actually extension of 3 months because we want to accomplish triple membership.
120간의 일을 하고 끝내려고 했어요.
The Father really wanted to complete this task in 120 days.
알겠어, 무슨 말이지?
You follow, Father.
자, 그럼 그렇게 열심히 해주길 바라겠다.
Yeah. All right. So, would you do it? Once again, you shall, Father. Father, we shall do it. And so shall your children. And say, we shall do it, Father.
Thank you very much.
So we, Father, do not join time to see Father until he comes there again. You know, so Father will go when the time comes. You go out for work. What do you say? And also, today's message is so important. It might have transcription and edited well, and so that everybody, those who are not participating in this room, should be reading. Father's message. This is the entire spectrum of dispensation. You want to do that, Father? Yes. 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 So, I'm too happy.
Yes.
You know, when I came to the Great Britain a couple of days ago, and all the American members say, Colonel Park, do me a favor. You know, what is your favor? What can I do for you? And they said, could you steal Father back to America? These European people are having Father too long now. You know, we long Father out too long. And but don't count the European brothers and sisters, you somehow persuade Father and steal him out. What I'm trying to say, it was such a blessing. The American people have been having Father for so long, you know, working under Father for many years, but they don't really appreciate how precious Father is. Until Father left America, come to Europe for 4 months. Now, American members are really dying to see her Father. Particularly when they hear, Father come to Europe, gave the blessing. Uh-oh, what about America? You know? Everybody says, uh-oh, we're bad boys, you know. Father really, probably mad at America. So then everybody united, American members say, we must bring Father back to America. That is the movement in America going. At the moment, they don't worry about heavenly dispensation. They don't worry about the 6,000-year history. All they worry about is how to bring Father back tonight. Then, when they heard about second blessing in Europe, Father, that's too much. That's too much. You haven't even given us one. But giving European people twice, that big blessing? Uh-oh. Everybody by now is just heartbroken. And Father say, you deserve it. So what I'm trying to say is this. Father will leave next couple of days. Then you all of a sudden realize how precious the Father's presence. When I come to London, you know, even landing in the airport, I came to London many times in the past. But when I came here probably 3 times during Father's stay. But every time I land in London, knowing that Father in the city, London is full, really vibrating. Now come to the center, the air is alive. You see? Amazing. The Father is bringing that air of fullness. But the important thing is this, today, knowing that Father will depart next couple of days, the things I learned from Father, I want to give it to you. As soon as Father leaves, going out in a London, in a city of all Great Britain, thinking that I am the Reverend Sun Young. I am Small Reverend Moon. All right, say it. I am Small Reverend Moon.
I am Small Reverend Moon.
And I want to get Big Reverend Moon. That's going to be, you walk the street thinking I'm Reverend Moon. That means you are saying I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. You see? So you are participating. You always feel I'm with all the Father. I'm participating in what the Father says. I'm one body of Father. I'm a branch. Father is a tree. I'm a branch. So when you think of it, I am Reverend Moon, how can you say, well, if I don't do it, somebody else will do it? How could you say that? Father never thinks. Father always thinks, if I don't do it, this world has no hope. One day, I walked in the Father's room in the East Garden. Here, all of a sudden, I saw the small statue. One giant man, you know, man, is carrying the wall, the globe, upon his shoulder. That's the way, that's Father life. That's why one time, that was in the Father's own living room. Father always feels 24 hours, destiny of the world, destiny of the globe, you know, it's upon his shoulder. He cannot negate his responsibility. So, you cannot, no way to think that if I don't do it, somebody has to do it. But when you think you are Reverend Moon, how can you say, if I don't do it, somebody else will do it? If I don't do it, world has no hope. That is a real Moonies attitude. We're called Moonies. And the word Christian, first century, was not made by Christians themselves. The people in the first century, scornfully looking at the Christian people, say, oh, those poor Christians. Poor Christians. They couldn't have their name. They have a sign in a language. Their sign was fish. They're drawing small fish saying, we are Christians. We are brothers. So, really, we didn't take that name. So, world gave it to us. When they call us Moonies, the note was rather scornful. Noting was a scornful one. They're trying to look down saying, oh, those Moonies. But I want you to know, I don't feel Moonie is a scornful name, even though I did name it. The world gave it to us. But I want you to know that we are going to make Moonie most honorable name under the sun. As Christians made their name honorable. And Father said, the Moonie has a two ranks to elevate. We must become sons. One promotion. And make everybody else Moonie. We become sunny, make everybody else Moonie. Then, that's not all. We must all become a general. When you become a general, we become a king, Father said. King. The king and queen. We elevate them left. So, where are you? You are not just a Moonie. You are going to be sunny and king. Yes? We want to make, first of all, Moonie honorable name. Honorable name. No, September 18. I was in Washington. To work hard every step of the way. You are going to see the picture now. We're going to see the film. Then entire those men will come back. Those who have in the Washington Monument, raise and see. The only few. How few that is. Think of it. All right, thank you. The rest of you, Washington Monument is just a history. You see? So, think of it. The Washington Monument, Father gave so vividly this morning, and how that was happening, and how Father felt, and so forth. You know, the Washington Monument is already history, but some of you, those who participated, already so few, how great you feel in your heart at the 2 years anniversary. What I'm trying to say is this, by the same token, those people, even though you are not in Washington Monument Rally, you are listening farther in person. That is the greatest of all honor. Father will not be here for eternity, here on earth. Father will live physical life, then go on, and a spiritual life. That is the God's law or principle of creation. But we are so, what is your blessing? Your most utmost blessing is this. We live, same time Father lives. So as Father comes to Europe, I was sitting in front of him, being touched by Father, that's such a blessing. And I listen to Father. Your history of family, your generation, your children to children to children, will say, my grand-grand-grandpa was in that Lancaster Gate Center. And they listened. My grandmother listened to Father, you know, that Heavenly Father, the true parent. My grandfather was there, sitting in a small corner. All right. This room, each one's position is a king's position, it's a royal position in history. And we seldom realize it. We seldom realize how precious that is. So, I want you to understand, the very thing we stand in front of Father, listening to him in this intimacy, is absolute aid, incredible honor. There's nothing else under the sun can buy. You know, in Washington Monument 2 years ago, Father came from New York that morning in a car and stayed in McLean House, small house, and Father went to, that rally, the Washington Monument Rally Center. You know how Father traveled? In a van. Father traveling van. Because, as Father described, there's so much intense animosity surrounding those with anti-power, the satanic power trying to destroy Father. So, you know, there's no way to safeguard the Father's security. So, you know, here we're working together, and the Father is going out in a van and driving just like a, you know, MFC van. And I'm going into the Washington Monument Rally. And I just could not forget that day, almost like the humid weather, and there was during the day a little sprinkling of water, rain. Since we were so afraid of rain because of the New York Yankee Stadium. You know, Yankee Stadium, there was the rain, and how that deeply struck spiritually. So, we cannot fall any other way. The Father said all along to me, I look for worry. When a big cloud going by, I worry. Another big cloud going by, worry. But Father was very silent, but Father always said, for him, don't worry. One thing was for sure, that Father was absolutely sure we will have victory and that there's nothing but victory. So then, why come to report to the Father that now 50,000 dead? Now, Father, 100,000. Now, 150,000. 200,000 now, Father. Then all of a sudden, big sky and a broad daylight, and all the, the clouds are gone, and a beautiful blue sky turned out. Father, blue sky. I said, 250,000, Father! 250,000! I ran to a small, Father was waiting in a smaller car, what they call trailer. So I ran into it. Finally, Father, 300,000! But amazing thing I learned already from Father. When Father finally gets to success, I always cool. And only giving gratitude and thanks to God. I never get too excited. I never see Father, even though it is so deadly serious. Same thing happened yesterday, and I report it to you. When the stage of victory comes, Father says, Christ, okay, any problem, life or death matter, that victory won. The Father said, cool it. Same thing that wasn't said mine. And when the victory comes, Father always wants to return glory and tell it to the glory of Heavenly Father. He never take the credit for himself. It's the great thing we learn from Father. When the victory comes, glorify Father. Never in the moment that he thinks, I have done. God always returns to his heavenly Father. This is the one virtue we must learn. Then I know that kind of person, that kind of attitude, God will add the blessing, one blessing after another. Greater blessing, greater victory, over and over. One people trying to take the credit for himself. That point on that man, boom, gone down like a thing. This is one important verse in a case you must learn from God. I learned it from God. Another, you know, unforgettable thing in the Washington Monument is this. Washington Post, even though they made a thick headline, you know, thick front page headline, what the picture of the Father. But they said only 50,000 gathered and something like that. It's incredible. Washington Post was trying to discredit Father so deadly. But the people, by the police, by the helicopters, everybody counted over 325,000 people gathered in El Snow. John, you can see the picture. You can see the picture now. All right. Next day morning. Father that night left for New York by car. Father did not attend the victory celebration next day morning because Father wanted to have the victory celebration in Belgium or somewhere else and sometime later because of the danger surrounding Father. Particularly after the victory, you never know. There are great deals of rumors going around. Some snipers, some assassin was hired trying to shoot Father. All kind of, you know, tense. You cannot imagine what kind of tense situation we lived that time. So Father left that day straight to New York. So victory celebration, Father left it to me. So I made a speech at the victory celebration, a great big talk. But before I go to that talk, I came back to Washington Monument Rally in the morning of September 19. I really cried. I really thank God for yesterday's victory.
With a big sign still up there, Father's carpet still up there, but nobody's in Greenfield. Still the posters and everything. I mean the tower for the speakers and everything up there, but nobody. I saw that it was Sunday. Just beautiful green lawn, beautiful sunshine. I was all by myself sitting on the platform. I really cried, never cried in my entire life. It's a happy cry. It's a victory cry. Then, I saw the Washington Post. Even that worst, vicious Washington Post, next day paper, praised the Mooney and the Reverend Moon, in a big headline saying, we must learn one thing from Reverend Moon, Washington Post said. They have got today hundreds of thousands of people gathered the previous night. But the next day morning, 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the morning, there is not even one waste paper, one waste, handkerchief or one straw, one empty cup on the ground. Everything was cleaned up previous night. The rally ended around, everything ended around 11 o'clock. But our members worked, stayed on and worked until all 4:30 in the morning and cleaned up the entire area. This was never done. American people never saw such a thing. And even Washington Post was so deeply touched that the time they gave up unreserved praise to Reverend Moon, Father. They totally surrendered.
Reverend Moon is a noble man. And we have a lot to learn from Reverend Moon. This is the Father's way. America, I tell you in conclusion, America will not have any hope without Father. This is my testimony. America, the way it goes, it will crumble in a few days. Even the great nation like the Roman Empire. Roman Empire was not attacked by this foreign enemy. Roman Empire was shut down, was corrupt within. Their all moral fiber was degraded, collapsed in it. Within. America's going that way. Many Japanese brothers, you are made that Japan is becoming, it's a so secular nation. Without an education church, Japan will soon become a common nation. Europe today, you know you are living in Europe. There's no hope without having some great revolution in spirit. Recently, I came out from Korea. I made a speech to 130 ministers in a super denominational movement in Korea, Father speaking of. I made this speech. What is the Messiah? The Messiah is going to fulfill the three important tasks. That is the sign of the Messiah. Only the Messiah alone can unite the church. If anybody can unite the church, that is the Messiah. Unite the religion, that is the Messiah. Or vice versa. Unless he is the Messiah, he cannot unite the church. It's walking the way. Second, the Messiah is the only person who can bring the moral revolution, bring the world back to God's moral. Today, our world is becoming animal world. Its human standard is becoming animal standard. Without a God moral fiber, man is reduced ourselves down to animals. And the Messiah is only one who can bring the morality back to God. Or whoever does this moral revolution shall be the Messiah. Work either way, vice versa. Third, the worst of all problems in the world is communism. No one can bring the solution to communism except the Messiah. All right. Or whoever brings the solution to communism, liberate the communism, that is the Messiah. So I said to ministers, Unification Church is now heading towards this all three goals under the leadership of Reverend Moon. And we have every continent, every sign, we are succeeding in all three areas. One, we have logical truth and revelation that can unite the church and religion. You ministers, 130, entirely different denominations gathered together, listening to this particular divine principle, is that fine? Two, Reverend Moon is bringing, igniting the moral revolution in the mouth.